Collingwood Council has declared Phase 2 of the Arts and Culture Centre project officially a go. During a meeting on July 18, Council was asked to choose between two options, stick with Nordicity for the next step, or look for a new consultant to continue the feasibility study follow-up. There was unanimous support from Council for the option to keep the same consultant, which was presented as the lower cost and faster option. Nordicity was the consulting group charged with the feasibility study, Phase 1, for the potential arts centre, the results of which were brought to Council in October 2021. The study presented a high-level picture of what an arts centre in town could look like, and a price range between $16 million and $49 million. The second phase will include building on the findings of the feasibility study by further specifying the market, operational, financial, economic and social impacts of an arts facility. Nordicity will also be tasked with recommending what the space should include. The results of Phase 2 will determine the site, size, and scope of the Arts and Culture Centre, states the staff report presented to Council on July 18. In addition to the staff report, Council heard from Collingwood resident Jim Rowe, who argued an arts centre was not only good for the town's arts and culture community, but would prove to be an economic driver for the town. "We badly need a professionally equipped theatre and arts centre," said Rowe, repeating the statement later in his deputation. "The arts reap many benefits for people, towns, and are very good for business. I am not just speaking of societal benefits, there are proven economic benefits as well." He quoted studies including one by the Ontario Arts Council in 2021 that stated arts and culture directly contributes $27.5 billion annually to the provincial economy. "To me, the question is not whether we should build a professionally equipped theatre and arts centre, the question is how soon can we get shovels in the ground, and why can't it be next spring?" said Rowe. Coun. Chris Carrier asked Dean Culver, Director of Parks, Recreation and Culture, for a timeline for the project, but Culver said he was loath to predict a construction timeline this early in the process. Phase 2 is expected to take between 5 and 6 months, and Council has allocated $100,000 toward the follow-up to the feasibility study, though Culver said that's likely more than the town will spend for this phase. The third phase of the project will be the design-build stage, including designing the facility and fundraising. The actual cost of the project is not yet estimated, as the details of what will be included in the Arts Centre are still to be determined through Phase 2. The initial feasibility study indicated a range of options. This phase will narrow down and bullseye the what, said Culver. There's also the question of the annual operations funding model, and how much the centre will cost the town to run each year. We hope to refine the funding model further, an operating model, because that will, I'm sure, play into Council's decisions about going into the next phase, said Culver. He noted the project is still going to depend on funding and fundraising, and will require community buy-in. Councillors said they were eager to see the project advance. Coun. Deb Doherty recalled community members attempting to have an arts centre built in town in the late 1980s. Coun. Yvonne Hamlin said she was glad to take the next step toward an arts center in the community. To read the latest staff report on the matter, click here.